and go for Sheldon.
Hi, Sheldon. It's Bill. How are you?
Hey, Bill. How are you?
I don't know. We're working very heavy, working really hard on this book. Elaine's gone over it. I've gone over it. We're finished.
Except,
one or two things, you know, you'll go over the formatting, everything's lined up as far as, you know, from page to page. We really got it. We'll have a few questions about the index, things like that, and the page numbers. Elaine has it all written out. She's not crazy about the title fonts and all. Can you suggest some good fonts that we can use?
Okay. What kind of font are you looking for? Something rustic and old, or something, something fresh and bold?
Fresh and legible, that we can read it. We don't want a rustic and old. And it has to be able to take the accent marks. For instance, we put down, I think, Bondini at one point that we used, and the accent marks were all wrong. In other words, they don't take the Polish accent marks.
Okay.
So if it's the O with an accent mark, it comes out really funny. The N comes out really funny. So we have to make sure that the accent marks are good. So I'm thinking of a sans serif. Those are easy to read.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I'll get it done. How about you have the ready? You like went over the file yourself, right? So you have a ready file for me, correct?
Well, I have a lot of fonts on my program. If there's another font that I have to install, I'll install it.
No, that's what I'm saying. If you have the ready file, can you send it to me so I can probably get a lot of it sorted on my end? I'll
I can send you the file. The last page is a list of towns, and that is a JPEG. But I'll send you the file that I made the JPEG out of.
Mm-hmm.
So we may have to change numbers on that because there are page numbers on it.
Okay, I understand.
It's very hard for me to transfer a table onto a file, onto the file. So I'll send you the file, I'll send you the table, and then we'll discuss the font because she may want to change all the title fonts.
I'll do that, no problem.
Yeah, I don't care myself, but if I want to go to bed with my wife again, I have to change the fonts.
Got it.
No, we're really working really hard on it. We got files mixed up. I have this thing where I don't delete my old file, so sometimes you use the wrong file. And you guys use the wrong file, too, so you can go really nuts with it.
yeah, it sometimes gets mixed up because we have so many files here.
I know. I have to start deleting them or something. So I'll send you the file.
Uh-huh.
I lost your phone number because I've lost my... I'll do it on the push. I've lost my phone temporarily.
What happened?
It's hiding in the house. And eventually I'll find it. But right now I'm without my cell phone. So it's not a major big deal. I've done it before. I'll do it again.
I understand.
Okay. How you feeling, by the way? You okay?
Yeah, I'm doing much better. I'm doing much, much better.
Okay. What'd you get, COVID or something else?
No, I didn't get COVID. It's just like an escalated infection in my chest. So.
Oh, no one likes those things.
Yeah, it's similar to COVID, but not COVID.
Okay. So I'll send you that. And like I said, the main question we have are with the order and the actual page numbers that we'll have.
Okay.
So
is this the last one I sent you numbered?
Yeah, but she wants Roman numeral numbers to begin with.
Roman numbers?
Yeah, for a couple of them Roman numerals, and then start with page one.
Okay, you'll have to drop me an email to understand where do the Romans go and where do the regulars go, because I have to then adjust the table of contents accordingly, and then you have to, you know, adjust the page where
I know all that. I'm looking for her paper, and I can't find it right now, so I will send you all that, but I'll send you the file to begin with, all right?
Okay. You can send me the file, I'll work on it, and we'll get it done. Okay.
Okay, and we'll, all right.
Looking forward to seeing this live. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing this.
Oh, I am too. I'm tired. I hate Jewish people already because of this thing. I've read over each of the towns so frequently that I'm not a good proofreader. She's much better.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so I gotta find where I guess I go on one of the old. I've lost your email, so you want to just give me the email I should send it to?
Sure, you can type it down. Or actually, let me just send you an email, because that's easier for you, right?
All right, send it to me. Then I'll send it back, and then we'll send you the rest. We'll change the fonts, and away we go, okay?
Perfect.
I'll change the font. Well, she wants to change all the title fonts.
Yeah, I'll change all the title fonts.
Okay, you'll send us a couple of good, all right, and then we can try them out?
Yes, you can try them out. I'll send you a few font files as well, and I'll send you I'll check some fonts on my end as well and send you the file, okay?
All right, it sounds really good, so send me
drop you an email. Drop you an email.
I'll get it to you right away.
SheldonBenjamin@gnomebookwriting.com, okay?
Okay, SheldonBenjamin@gnomewriting.com?
Gnome Book Writing. GNOME.
Just send it to me so I can cut and paste and we'll be happy, okay?
Yeah, I already sent. I sent you an email, actually. I sent you an email on Bill Farron?
Bill Farron, yeah. I looked that up. Right now I'm on Skype, so I don't want to get off of the...
Cool, no problem. Bill Farron, Yahoo.
Yahoo.com, yeah, that's me.
So you can check it, and if there's a problem, you can just drop me a text, and I'll send it to you or text, okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
So I'm going to send you the file, and I'll send you also the file for the list of synagogues, and what we'll have to change, of course, probably are all the page numbers.
Yeah.
In that file, and also there's a table of contents. We'll maybe have to change, but the table of contents, I believe, has the pages she wants for Roman numerals. Copyright. What's the story with copyright? Now you were going to get back to me, and
didn't you receive a call on what was that? Global distribution and copyrights.
I know she only did the global distribution. She never.
She forgot to talk about that.
Yeah, and, you know, it was really expensive. I mean, she wanted, like, $8,000, then she gave it to me for $4,000. It's too much money for me to do, and I told her that if the book sells, then I'll consider it.
Okay, I understand. It's no problem. Yeah.
I'm never going to sell that. I'm never going to sell $4,000 worth of books of paper. Nah, not going to happen.
You never know. You never know.
Absolutely. You know, did you see the Tom Hanks movie about Castaways?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
With Wilson the volleyball?
Wait, can you name the movie? Maybe I've seen it.
Castaways with Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Castaway, yeah.
Yeah, he's on the island, blah,
yeah,
blah. A piece of an airplane comes onto his island, and he realizes he can make a sail with that piece of aluminum, and he does, and he gets off the island. Then when he's talking to his friend at the end of the movie, he says, you know, you got to keep going. You got to keep breathing every day, because you never know what the tide will bring in.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that you never know what the tide will bring in. So, yes, Gropperman, the book is a great seller. I go on book tour, then I'll do the international.
Yeah.
But somebody still can order it. My friends from Poland want to order the books. They can still order it from Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So, get back to me on the copyright. I understand as soon as I write the book, in a sense, it's copyrighted.
Yeah, we'll have to get it copyrighted, yeah.
Okay, so we'll do that.
Perfect. So
and I don't know if that's an extra page or it goes. You know, so I'm
not
positive.
It's an extra page. It's an entire document that you have to file for with the government, and it takes around.
Yeah, I'm just saying. If it's an extra page in the book, then we have to change all the numbers. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. No
matter.
Don't worry about it. Okay.
Okay. So I'll send it to you now, and then I gotta clean this house up and look for my
phone. Perfect.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay. Look, I've been a pain in the ass, but I apologize if we have been, but I guess I really wasn't ready.
There's no need to apologize.
And I think, this must be a common thing for people. I don't know. My wife wrote 3 textbooks. I don't know how she did it with all the editing, but she had a professional editor. I have a temperamental wife. But she's good, and I love her, and that's that. So,
That's all that matters, right?
I'm very happily married, but every now and then she throws a knife. If I don't duck, I get hit.
Isn't that part of the game?
Yeah, no, she's good, but she's really good.
How long have you been married, Bill? How long have you been married?
To this wife or all together? I'm married 30. We're together 32 years, and November 5th we'll actually be married for 30 years.
November 5th? That's close.
It's like a lifetime already, but this
it's
one is like...
Me. It's older than me.
Yeah, we're like... It's been a good marriage. I've been very happily married. My first wife was a horror. But, I married my mother who was a horror. And that's the story of my life. I married a woman just like my mother. And I said, you're comfortable with that, and you don't know any better until you meet somebody, and then you say, whoa, what's wrong with my life? So it's really been good. We've had a lot of fun, a lot of good things, and we're happy. That's all I can tell you. I was a very angry person with my first wife, and you don't realize. And then I worked in one camp with wife number one. I didn't work there for a year. I came back with wife number two, and everybody said, "Wow, what a difference! You were so nice now." So, when you're not happy, you're angry.
Yeah, it's true.
And you don't even know it. You don't even know that you're angry and nasty.
Because you're stressed. Like, if your everyday life is stressed, you just start being, your internals just get very damaged, and you start becoming nasty.
Yeah, in my days, you didn't go with somebody. And live with them and try them out, take them for a test ride, so to speak. No, we went from your parents' house, you got married, you moved into a new house. And so we were too young, and you don't always know. And no matter how you do it, mistakes are made. And people change also. That's another thing. It's hard to not change with somebody. So, whatever. And you're not married yet, right?
Nah, I'm 26.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I plan to.
You got to find somebody who you're right with, and you can be happy, and then you can make
that
a mistake too.
That I've done, just looking for the right time.
The secret is to get out of it before it's too late. But that's hard to do also. Okay, enough of this philosophy. Let me send it. And then when this is all over, I'm going to come up to Wall Street and take you out. Okay?
Perfect, bro. Send my way and I'll get it done. Take care, man.
Okay, ciao. Bye.